Reading the Christmas story during the season of Lent perhaps allows us to see a little more clearly, without the distractions of the season and all of its busyness, the reason for the coming of Jesus into the world. He came not for the religious, the wealthy, the perfect, but for everyone. The theme that stands out for me in this chapter is the power of words of affirmation. Words from the angels, the shepherds, Anna and Simeon, and from Jesus himself. Although we are reading about Jesus in this chapter, our own words of affirmation are important. Words of encouragement and truth are required in all circumstances, but especially as we speak to those who are feeling a calling from God. Our words, which speak God's heart into those situations. I remember when I was desperately trying not to respond to a call to preach, many different people spoke words of encouragement, words which challenged me and spoke to me of God. I've now been preaching for over 25 years and still feel as called and affirmed as when I first said, "Okay, God, I'm not sure this is for me, but let's try it and see where we get together." The words spoken in the passage also tell of the fulfillment of God's promise in the coming of Jesus into the world. A promise which continues to resonate with us as in our own lives we journey with him. Sometimes aware of his presence, sometimes not, but assured that he is always with us. In this season of Lent, we look once again to encounter Jesus in that personal way. We join with Simeon in saying, "With my own eyes I have seen your salvation," and join with the shepherds in glorifying and praising God for all we have heard and seen. We listen to Singing the Faith number 175, "Light of the World, You Came Down into Darkness, Opened Our Eyes. Let us see."